Extreme.
Oh yeah.
It's the Extreme.
Oh yeah.
It's the Extreme.
Oh yeah.
It's the Extreme.
Hello and welcome, y'all, to the Extreme, where we play through video game soundtracks. My name is Zach.
And my name is Joey, and today we're going to do Mega Man X. All right, let's jump right into the first stage.
Fucking crushed your beef.
Oh my god, I hated those things.
Oh my god, I can't believe that. I love this fucking music. It's
so
fantastic.
Good. This reminds me of the 80s.
It really does have that solid 80s like pop rock sting to it. Definitely good music terminology and music master.
Yeah.
But oh man, it really gets you pumped to get into the Mega Man game.
I'm excited for what's next.
I mean, so after you traverse this broken-ass highway, which I'm surprised that cars were driving on that at all.
I think that's, like, one of the few times there's cars.
Yeah, right? There's not a lot of cars in the Mega Universe. At least not in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be...
Reminiscent of, you know, Planet Earth a little bit.
Yeah, what do you think they're getting around in now? Those gigantic bees? Everybody, grind your bees! We have to go to work!
Alright. So what do we have next? Sigma's about to come in on this fucking huge ass ship.
So he comes in on the ship, but I believe, I don't know if he's there per se, but he drops off Vial.
Okay.
That guy, the Purpleman. The Purpleman with
with
the pointy nose.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like some kind of freakish snowman.
Alright, let's check it out.
Alright.
Thank you.
All right, and we're back.
Hey.
Ugh. Jeez. What a crazy stressful fight.
Oh my god. I was like, how can you beat this game? Is it even possible?
I didn't realize, like, I come on, up to this point I've played games where you gotta at least show a health bar or some kind of indicator that you're hurting this dude.
I was skeptic the first time I played. Like, this can't be.
Yeah.
This is a dream right now.
I mean, like, it's probably some kind of Bohemian Nightmare dream. Freddie Mercury would not be proud. But, yeah, once you just realize you have to lose to move on.
Yeah, that was genius.
That's...
I was like, I like this game.
Yeah, wow. It's a real solid method of conveying to the player, like, hey, you know what? You're really not that strong right now.
Yeah.
But, could be. If you're like this guy.
Whoa. Was a ride.
Tell me about it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe just that whole first level is just an amazingly well-designed piece of work, I gotta say.
I love that they don't tell you anything. You have to figure everything out.
Yeah, Jesus. Everything nowadays is just far too straightforward.
Yeah.
It's not even like... I say that in a way that... Straightforward meaning you could go into an options menu and like dig deep into like
press start
like let's stop the gameplay every 5 seconds so it shows you, hey, if you push start a menu will come up. If you push the A button you'll jump. Like no look, I'm a smart guy.
I mean, I like to figure it out.
I like to think that at least. I mean, I don't know, we'll figure
that's
it
part
out
of part of the game.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of a game. You play it. And I think this is one of those levels that really shows, you know, hey, we want you to enjoy the game. We don't want to handhold you, but at the same time, we're not going to drop you in here.
You're going to become a better person by playing this
game. You are going to be a better person. Basically, playing Mega Man's first stage is like going to your therapist. It's just, you just need to sit down, chat with your first level therapist, and they're like, don't worry, I'll hold your hand through this, but at the same time, I'm going to kick your butt a little bit, but you're going to be better for it.
I hope you all learned by playing this level that you could wall climb.
Achieve your dreams. You can wall climb.
You can climb up any wall you want.
I remember Lamar Burton saying that one. you can achieve your dreams if you wall climb. I'm really excited to keep moving on here.
Yeah.
I guess next we're going to move into another three, we're going to move into a three music sting here.
Three part.
Ménage à trois. Ménage à trois music.
All right.
Better watch yourself.
So we're going to do the stage select, which in itself is a good song.
Oh my God. Think. I can't believe how much I love this song.
Yeah.
It's like such a simple loop, but oh my God. It just makes me want to, like, yes, let's fucking do this. I'm ready to take them all on.
Sometimes I don't know which level to play, and it's okay, because I'll just sit there listening to the song and be like, I don't have to choose a level right now.
Yeah, it's all good. You just jam on out.
I think we should choose Chill Penguin.
I think that'd be a chill choice. No, I could do better. I'm sorry.
We all know it's the move, you know?
It's the first move you gotta do. Everyone who's played Mega Man knows this is the first
move. You get the dash. It's time. Let's get the dash.
Let's dash into this song.
Dash.
Are you chilly over there?
I'm so chill, man.
Oh God, I'm so chill. I could just turn into an iceberg.
But actually, I'm so pumped for finishing this level.
Oh man, let's talk a little bit about the level we just went through.
All right.
So, okay, I don't understand what Wily's thinking, or whoever. I don't remember who created the robots here. That's a good question. I assume Wily, but I don't know.
We could check out some origin story, you know.
We'll check that in another episode. Yeah. But regardless, whose idea was it to make rabbits with laser beam ears? I don't get that.
I don't know, but that was cool.
That was a pretty cool idea.
I want a rabbit with laser beam ears.
Oh my God. But how would you contain that rabbit? That rabbit could not be contained.
Exactly.
And then if it multiplies, you have like a... Oh, wait, you just have a robot, rabbit, fire, and laser army. Never mind, I'm on board.
Yep.
Let's do this.
It's better
than... Forget the podcast.
It's better than just, like, infinite amount of bats yeah. that just spawn.
Oh, yeah, jeez. To be fair, I think those bats are made out of, like, plywood.
Yeah, you could just like, kill them with one X-Buster.
You just throw a lemon at them and they die. And then we had a guy chopping metal wood at you?
Metal wood, yeah. I think that's what it was.
I don't know what it was, but it was like constantly spawning metal wood.
Yeah, he was relentless, that guy.
Yeah, and he laughed at you if he hit you.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
He chuckled.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that guy laughs at you if he hits you.
Yeah, that's a good tidbit.
Yeah, he does a little chuckle. Like, who's the real man now? You're just like, oh, dude, come on. That took, like, 3 HP. Like, chill out. But, in here, like we mentioned before, you get the dash boots.
Oh, yeah.
So, halfway into the stage, it gets a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You can just fly on through until you hit one of those ostriches.
Like, yeah.
hits you with metal hair.
Metal hair, that's what it is.
That's true. But then again, you also get a pretty interesting ride here. You get your first taste of ride armor.
True.
You get to be Mr. Punch-Out over there.
That's a great feeling.
Yeah.
After playing this game for like years and years, I still just like get a kick out of getting into that thing.
It's
just
really cool.
Punching away.
And yeah, once you even pop in there, just a little animation of it booting up.
Yeah.
And like the steam coming off, like
dashing with it.
Oh, dashing. Oh, it's like so intense. It's
dash
great.
Punch.
Oh my god, you plow through it. Mm-hmm. And once you like, if you try and like plow through something with a dash punch, it kind of like lags a little bit and being like, oh god, you're too powerful.
Yeah, it's true.
You gotta chill out. You're going too hard. Or and then you have those robot battles with the other dudes who are just oh god, there's a man and a robot here. A robot man and a robot.
It's exactly what I want to do right now.
Oh man. All right, we'll just play around. We'll just play some Mega Man after the podcast is done. Then we'll just.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for real, bro.
Yeah, we got it. We should.
But,
he's serious, guys.
Yeah.
We're gonna do that
right after this. Oh, man. But, okay, so we make our way through.
Yeah, we gotta fight Chill Penguin now.
Now we gotta actually get to Chill Penguin.
Which is, like, probably the easiest boss.
Yeah, he's really, just literally the chillest boss, because he's just so easy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can understand your first time coming up to him.
Yeah, it's a good... It's a good first level.
It's a good first boss that you can actually beat.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll just jump right into it.
Let's do it. Weapon
Get!
Oh, yeah. I always loved this song, the new Weapon song.
Oh, yes.
It's, like, so, like, I just want to jam on it all day.
I don't know why. It's, like, so relaxing, but it's all at the same time. It's like, yeah, you did it. You got that weapon. You earned this.
It's, like, funky, you know?
Yeah, it is funky. I could see some funky, too.
Yeah.
So, what did we get after the Chill Penguin fight?
We got the Ice Blaster, whatever it's called.
Ice Shotgun,
yeah.
I believe that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a wiki up in front of me.
It sounds right.
So now, logically, we're going to be moving into what the mortal nemesis of ice.
Fire!
That was nice. I like that.
Yeah. But I think we should save that for next episode.
Yeah, I think we got a lot done here.
Yeah, I hope it was enjoyable.
Yeah. Thank you whoever was listening. Really appreciate it.
We had fun.
Yeah, I hope you guys had a fun time too.
This was all in one take, by the way.
Oh, totally. We didn't cut this at
all. Not at all.
We're the masters of podcasting in our first episode. No, but thank you again for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll keep putting this out regardless of if you're listening to it or not.
Yeah.
So If we put this up on iTunes, we'd love to hear your feedback or anything like that.
Totally.
But for now, I guess we're just going to fade out to the wonderful sounds of the password screen.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to write it down. Have a good day, gal.
Yeah, later.